Just about anywhere you go in West Virginia, you'll find a local brew pub or brewery. As the craft beer industry has taken off, West Virginia State University, through a grant with the State Agriculture Department, is studying whether local farmers can benefit from the burgeoning beer industry by growing hops for the brewers to use. Cecilia Mason visited with two farmers in the Eastern Panhandle who are taking part in this experiment.
Matthew Grove waters 60 hops roots. They're called rhizomes that he and Robbie Babbitt just planted on a plot of ground in front of Babbitt's house at Brimgrass. That's a farming subdivision in western Berkeley County.
We're taking part in a research program with West Virginia State University, and they want to see how well hops will grow in West Virginia in general. So they've selected three varieties, and our obligation is to report on it for 3 years. Maybe some varieties work in some parts of the state and some don't. Maybe none of them work in West Virginia. We're just going to try to find out. So everybody has the same three varieties, which are Cascade, Centennial, and what was the third one?
Columbus.
Yeah, I'd never heard of Columbus before. The other two are real famous or real popular sellers.
West Virginia State Extension agent Brad Cochran says the State Agriculture Department awarded a $23,000 grant for the project. He says it proved to be popular, and the university received 70 applications from folks wanting to participate. Three larger growers were chosen in Jefferson, Fayette, and Marion counties. They received 60 rhizomes and the materials needed to construct a structure to grow the hops on. Hops are like bean plants. They climb, so they need some kind of really tall or long structure to climb on. Grove and Babbitt are among the 35 smaller growers throughout West Virginia who received just 60 free plants, so they have to construct their own structure. Cochran says all the participants will provide data on how their plants are doing.
I'm going to have the growers do sort of like a real general monthly report kind of style, which is just going to be some general observations. So it's going to help us to, say Cascades, maybe this month they grew 6 feet. Maybe next month they grow 5 feet. It's going to give us some idea, because if it happens, pretty consistently across the state, then we can start to, have some trendy data.
Grove is hand-watering the newly planted hops rhizomes. He and Babbitt plan to install an irrigation system. Each of the three varieties is planted in its own circle. Grove and Babbitt will erect an 18-foot pole in the middle of that circle, which will support twine that the hops can climb.
It'll be set up so that the lines that run to the top can be hoisted and lowered for harvesting. So that's the other attraction to this approach, is similar to a flagpole, a way to run the line up and down, and so we don't have to get on ladders.
Big, tall ladders.
Tall ladders.
20 foot straight up.
Growing hops is not new to Babbitt or Grove. This particular garden sits next to Babbitt's older hops plants that are climbing wires strung on telephone pole-like structures. Grove has been growing the plants along the side of his house.
I planted less than a dozen rhizomes maybe 3 or 4 years ago near my house, and have been working at the art of pruning and improving the yield of those plants. So it's been a learning exercise. And Robbie's had.
Yeah, these are our old. I've had about 24 going for 3 years, but had a lot of failure the first year. I think we got a bad set, so I've replanted a lot of them. But as you can see, this is the first year that they're starting to look robust. So they really work on their root structure the first couple of years. And they say it's not till the third year that you really start seeing a lot of growth and climbing.
So the question is, and you can both answer this, do you feel your experience raising hops the last few years has prepared you for this experiment?
Oh, I think so, because we've had all the mistakes and messed with things in different ways. knowing how to plant them, and making decisions on how to trellis. There's many, many ways to trellis. And one of the first things Matthew and I had to do before we started planting was determine what type of a trellising system we're using. And so this is actually going to be like a teepee system. And so, yeah, it's helped, although the first 3 years we haven't really been through harvesting.
West Virginia State Extension agent Brad Cochran says the ultimate goal of this little experiment is to encourage farmers across the state to consider growing hops that can be used in some of the local craft beers.
If we can grow everything else that's going to go into the beer, that you know, we can have a completely 100% West Virginia grown beer you know, sometime here in the near future. And that in itself is very, very exciting.
Cochran says sometime in the future, forums and panel discussions will be held so farmers and brewers can get together to learn more about developing a hops production industry that can support local breweries. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Martinsburg.